calling about that room?
Uh-huh.
Can you tell me a little bit about it?
Let me make sure. Would this be for yourself?
Yeah, that's right.
I'm sorry. This is an all-female house. We're looking for a female.
Oh, I see. Another one of those discrimination things, huh?
It's something like that.
Well, probably wouldn't have worked out anyway. Let me just ask you something straight out. Are there Jews living there?
In our house?
Yeah.
I don't really know.
Because I wouldn't want to live with Jews anyway, you know. That's the way I discriminate.
Oh. Well, I'm glad you're not living here then. I'm not Jewish, but I cannot stand a prejudiced person.
Well, you're prejudiced yourself, though. You won't let a man live there, but...
Yeah?
You fail to see the distinction, I suppose.
Well, I guess, then...
Try to see it. See what I'm doing? I'm challenging you.
Allow women and children into them.
I'm challenging you to see the difference, but... beyond you, I guess. Are you following what I'm saying here?
Sure.
It just doesn't matter. See, this is the classic not in my backyard syndrome. This is an example of why we're in the midst of urban decay.
You lost me there.
Well, it's okay for everyone to be fair, but not in my backyard. It's okay to be, you know, equal and talk about a just society, but not in my backyard.
Is there an acute housing shortage out there for males?
Well, I really don't see that as the point of this issue.
Sure it is. I mean... that's why discrimination against, let's say, blacks in the workplace is so bad, because their economic situation, the reality of their economic situation is not good. That's why
the reality discrimination of the situation
against women is
it
so
always comes down to an
because,
individual case.
Excuse me.
And the problem with this classic liberal argument is that it falls to the ground. It fails to account for the individual. Like every ideology or ism, it eventually leads to man's self-destruction of his fellow man.
Hmm.
You said you had children living there?
What difference does that make?
I'm just asking. I thought you said he had children living there? I love kids.
Look, we have to share bathrooms and things like that, and...
I see. I understand. It's the same old story wherever you go. It's not just, you know, you. It's no reason why you should feel singly to blame. It's not you. It's everyone. We're collectively becoming that.
To blame for what? If men...
The more we tell ourselves how liberal we are, the more in reality we're really just covering up for our new prejudices. That's okay, because I don't expect you as an individual to be any more enlightened than, you know, anyone else in this collective maw.
You know, if men made 70 cents on the dollar like women did, I could see you can make a case. You know, if it was extremely hard for women to find low-cost housing.
You know, that's a typical...
Hello?
That's my mother there, she's talking.
Honey,
hang up the phone.
Who's on the phone?
There's a feminazi on the phone.
Honey,
using the broad statistical arguments to argue the dialectic and in substitution for the individual. It's
my
a classic.
Breasts,
it's a classic
aching.
Marxian sickness.
Honey, my breasts are aching.
I'll be up later. Hang up the phone, please. Hello?
Hello.
As I say, it's a classic Marxian argument that you can lump together class reasons to justify any exegesis of individual behavior.
Well, Are you really looking for a place to live?
Well, obviously I called looking for a room. Did you say you had children living there? How old? I love kids.
5 and 2.
Oh, it's perfect. Just the right age to have fun.
Honey, could you bring me up some toast?
Sure, Ma.
A cup of lemon tea.
Sure, Ma. Hang up the phone and I'll be up with some tea.
Some toast.
No problem, Ma. Just hang up the phone right now and I'll...
Fresh butter on it.
I'll be right up with some of that toast with butter.
Jam.
I can get you the jam.
I like the grape jam. Thanks.
Okay, no problem. See, I'm looking for a room because she's dying and she's not going to be here much longer, and I'll be moving out of this place. You know, I'm used to living, obviously, with female.
So what are you going to do with her before, right now?
Well, I mean, she's not going to be here more than another 2-3 days.
2-3 days?
That's all.
Honey, could you bring me up a small dish of pitted prunes?
Oh,
sure,
hon,
no problem. I'll be right up with them, Mom.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Pardon me?
Got another call on the line. Good luck. Bye-bye.